here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of the endocrinologist Hans Selye, born in Vienna, 1907, who did important work on the subject of stress and its effect on the human body. In fact, he worked very hard on it, working 10 to 14 hours a day every day, including weekends and holidays. Hans Selye, who said, "The element of chance in basic research is overrated. Chance is a lady who smiles only upon those few who know how to make her smile." His advice about stress, he said, "Make sure that both the stress level and the goal are really your own choice, not imposed upon you by society, for only you yourself can know what you want and how fast you can accomplish it." Today is Australia Day. It was on this day, 1788, a fleet of 11 English ships landed on the coast of New South Wales to establish a penal colony for convicts. The British felt that criminals could not be rehabilitated, but prisons were so expensive, so they wanted to ship them off to another part of the world. They would have sent them to America, but America had rebelled, and so they sent them to Australia instead. There were 759 convicts on the ships, most of them men, 191 were women. Most had been convicted of minor crimes, including an old woman who'd been convicted of stealing a piece of cheese. It's the birthday of the novelist and playwright Jules Pfeiffer, born in the Bronx, 1929, who said of his childhood, "The only thing I wanted to be was grown up because I was a terrible flop as a child. You cannot be a successful boy in America if you cannot throw or catch a ball." And it's the birthday of Mary Mapes Dodge, born New York City, 1831. Her husband committed suicide and she needed to earn a living. She set out to write, and she wrote a famous children's book called Hans Brinker, or The Silver Skates, came out in 1865, a big bestseller. And then she went on to edit the children's magazine St. Nicholas, which encouraged young people to submit stories and poems. And among the writers who first published their work in St. Nicholas were Edna St. Vincent Millay, Eudora Welty, Edmund Wilson, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Ring Lardner. Here's a poem for today by Robert Hayden, "Those Winter Sundays." "Sundays, too, my father got up early and put his clothes on in the blue-black cold. Then with cracked hands that ached from labor in the weekday weather, made banked fires blaze. No one ever thanked him. I'd wake and hear the cold splintering, breaking. When the rooms were warm, he'd call, and slowly I would rise and dress, fearing the chronic angers of that house, speaking indifferently to him who had driven out the cold and polished my good shoes as well. What did I know? What did I know of love's austere and lonely offices?" Those Winter Sundays, a poem by Robert Hayden from Angel of Ascent, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.